Okay, this is tape V3, and this is November 26, 1982, and we're still looking at photographs with Martha Jo in her home in Nolato. Okay, do you know when this village started, this part of Nolato? Was it before the mission came?
I guess, yeah, before the mission came, I guess, yeah. It was part of the Russians was there, too.
So this is the same place the Russians were at?
Not too many of them. Down there, a little ways down there, there used to be the, where the Russians used to be. Wait a minute. Warriors destroyed. Did you heard about it?
I heard a little bit about that.
But me too, I didn't see it, but I heard. Oh, they were sad, them people, when they used to talk about it. I seen a man that escaped from that war. I seen him. He was old. And he used to tell his story about it. And he used to cry. Sad for him to talk about it, but they want him, they want to hear it. So he tells them about it. I seen him, he was blind.
What was his name?
No, I couldn't tell you.
You remember his native name?
Either? No. Ah, yeah, I know his native. The Lord, that's his name.
Do people ever ask you to tell about that now?
Never. But that's all I know, what I heard. Mm-hmm. But they used to talk about it. Good many times they used to tell each other about it. Mm-hmm. He used to tell how he escaped from there. Sad. The way it sounds.
Is that a story people know today?
I don't know. They don't know nothing much about it. It's in generations, and I don't think they're interested to know it. Mm-hmm. Maybe all of them, all the people, but they died. They all died away. Put that light up, my daughter. Lucy. I mean, that one down there. Ah, what you going to do?
He's putting those lights to make pictures. That's how he's copying your pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're looking at a photograph. It's from the Erskine collection, and it says circa 1910. And on the front of the store, there's a sign that says NC Company, Nolato Store.
Yes,
and
it is, but I see only one story high that used to be NC Company. Somebody made a mistake with this place.
You think somebody put that different sign
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know?
That's the building where I was talking about. You know, that man's store.
DeMoss?
Leo. Yeah, the Leo DeMoss. That's the place. Maybe they made a mistake, yeah.
Do you know any of these people in front?
They look like they're all white people, them days. I remember this house as well, but I didn't know these people. I think this is him, because he used to use only this kind.
Who is
Leo Damasca.
Okay.
And he used to use this kind of hat.
So the third from the left.
Mm-hmm.
So he was white then.
He was, but this is used to be his job, but it's not NC. Uh-huh.
So Leo Damasca, was he Russian?
Yeah.
Was he what? Was he part native? Doesn't look
yeah,
like
part
it.
Native.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, but he looked just like white man. He used to look just like white man.
Did you see who that is?
Easy, I couldn't see good. Too bad I couldn't see. That's the kind of coat they used to have too long time ago. Reindeer coat.
Where would they get coats like that?
They make them. Them women make them.
And so these men buy them?
Yeah.
How much do you think they would pay for a coat those days?
I couldn't tell you. I don't think not even $50.
Okay, we looked at this one already.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, now we're looking at a photograph. It's the Pope collection, and there's lots of wood piled on the beach.
Well, that's where the steamers, you see, that's the way they used to do here. Okay, so all the wood piled, that's for all the steamers, and sea boats, all kinds of boats. So they're all the boats that have been traveling along the Yukon River, used burnt wood, and people used to cut the wood, haul it in, sometimes on the other side of the river, way down, 6 miles, halfway, and the boat has to stop there and pick them up.
Well, all this right here, that's where would people bring this wood from, right here?
They raft them in from up the river, but from back there, mostly from back that way.
So
in winter.
Just from downriver here?
The back of this, along the river, along the Nulato River, they call it. Mm-hmm. That's where they used to. That's how come there's so many around here. In summertime, too, they drift it in. Mm-hmm. Cut it up the river someplace and they drift it in.
Mm-hmm. Come in.
So, gee, you must see people working with wood all summer. Huh?
Yeah. In winter time, they cut it. They pile it in.
Okay, here we've got another photograph. This is circa 1910, and it's Erskine. And on the left-hand lower corner, it says 6232, and there's a pile of wood and a bunch of men standing in front of it. The photos by Noel.
That used to be the store, yeah.
What, whose store was that one?
There was lots of people used to have store, you know, every year change. Looks like what year did they say?
This says it's around 1910. Close to 1910, but they're not sure.
That's way, it looked like way ahead. I know there was a store here. They used to call him Las Vegas. Las Vegas, that's Las Vegas. Maybe that's the one store, but that was not his own. He was hired to stay here. That's long time ago.
So you think that's maybe after you got married?
No.
Oh, before that?
Yeah, before that. And what's this? I cannot
read. It says Nulato store right there.
And his store too, eh?
Mm-hmm.
This is the store that we're talking about, I guess. We talked about already, Leo. Leo's store.
Okay, so Leo's store on the right.
And this is the one I mentioned. This is Nulato, yeah? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I could see. Good.
There are all kinds of men standing there.
I would know them, notice them maybe, but I can't see good. And this is later, huh?
It doesn't say what year. This is from the Pope collection, and it's a view from the river of Nulato. See, see, one building has a flag up there. Big two.
That's NC. That's just NC used to be. And this one way back is, I think that's the hall, dance halls.
That had a flag on it too?
Mm-hmm.
So on the left, there's a flag, building with a flag. It's a dance hall.
Yeah. That was... This must have been taken before the wireless was put up, because we don't see no wireless back there.
Okay, we're looking at a color photograph now.
Oh, no use, yeah. This is my granddaughter.
What's her name?
Mrs. Spillings. She's in Galena.
Okay.
And this is her granddaughter. Hey, yeah? Yeah. And this is her baby boy. This. And this one, I guess, eh?
Yeah, that one.
And good look, which one? Carl? Sanders boy?
I think so.
Sanders boy. These two are my great grandchildren.
Great-great-grandchildren?
Mm-hmm. And this is my granddaughter. Yeah.
So what's her first name?
Great-grandchildren.
First, Martha. Martha is her name.
Martha Billings?
Yeah, but they call him Darlene. Darlene.
Next door in Galena.
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay. She take care of me.
And
too.
Then, that's Grandma sitting there holding him, huh?
They just want crazy to take my picture. Picture everywhere I go. Somebody calls Grandma. And I turned this way and then it was already snapping.
Okay, we're looking at another color photograph now. And
that's me and my friend Olivia.
Okay, on the left standing.
Yeah, that's me and this. And we were just... That's after I had the eye surgery.
So what year is this?
I don't see. Mm-mm. 1968, I had my eye surgery.
And Olivia, what's her last name?
Yeah, Olivia. That's...
His Malka.
One of... Yeah. She was married to one of my brother-in-law.
You know, I think I saw a picture in here of Olivia as Malka, too. Some of the other pictures I brought when she was young.
Yeah. Where
I'll
is
take
it?
That out in a minute. I'll look for
okay.
That.
It should be friends. Nice looking woman she used to be.
Mm-hmm. Looks like you're enjoying the sun.
Yeah, that was in the spring, in May. That was sitting in May.
It doesn't matter, I haven't described. Okay, and I'll put these like this. I'll keep these in order for Kurt.
Oh, you couldn't take it. You couldn't. Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is it, that same.
Yeah. It's great grandma now. Her, too.
Now we're looking at some other color photographs. Oops. About took that apart. We'll start with this one here. Okay. Is that you sitting there?
Yeah, that's me.
Mm-hmm. And what year was this one?
78.
And this is a grandson you were raising?
I raised.
And he was 22 years old in this picture.
He's been outside Georgia to be trained, carpenter. And then they were going to, we got and came back and got a nurse in the guard too, and then they were going to go tomorrow. It happened.
So what was his first name?
Melvin.
Melvin.
Melvin Summers.
Melvin Summers, okay.
I don't know what the major name was.
So there's four photographs of Melvin, and that's at his funeral.
You going to take them all?
I think he'll see which one he can copy.
Yeah, this is good, I guess. It's cool,
You want one of those four?
This is my picture. My picture with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe this one he'll. Oh, yeah.
Oh. This is my daughter's. That's the one called this one's Mama. This one.
Oh, so that's Darlene or Martha Billings' mother.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is in a photograph. It's a hand-painted photograph. And her
Mary.
Her mother is the third from the left.
No.
This that's one's all my is here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this photograph will go left to right, and...
That's my son, oldest son. I mean, older. There's only two sons I had.
Okay. And his name?
Bergman is Malika.
Bergman is Malika?
Violin player.
Second from the left?
That's Rudolph is Malika.
And then third?
Bertha. Bertha is Malika.
Okay, and she had a different name later?
Yeah, Bertha Damaska.
Okay. Son. And then four?
Who is this? Luana?
Luana.
Yeah, Luana. My youngest daughter, baby daughter.
Okay.
Baby girl.
So that's Luana Summers now?
Yeah.
And number five?
My daughter, that's Mary Smith in Fairbanks. Okay. Only these two is living now.
Luana and Mary.
Yeah. And this one. Three, that's all is living.
Okay, this so Bergman like. And Luana and Mary. And this is in front of your house?
Mm-hmm. In front of this house.
You know what year this one is?
Hmm?
What year?
What year was that? What year Mary came up from Holy Cross, this one? She was at Holy Cross for 7 years.
Luana was making her first Holy Communion.
Oh. Yeah, going to her first Holy Communion. Oh, yeah.
She's about 10 now.
Let's see. So that was before she get married, and I know after she get married.
So what year was Luana born?
39.
So this might be about 49 or 50, this picture?
Must be about. Luana was her daddy died. When she was literally going to 3 years, her daddy died. And she didn't know her daddy. And she used to call my second husband daddy. Even them, they used to call him daddy, Dolores, because they didn't see him. Only this one knows him. This one was 7 years old when that, and he died 42. June the 1st, my husband. This one's 7 years old at that time. And that's the year, I guess.
That's Your second son was 7 mm-hmm. years old. Okay, there's a couple pictures we looked at yesterday, and I was just wondering about this one. We talked about it, but I was wondering where it was taken, if you know where.
The sister's parlor. This new letter, sister's parlor. This is the organ there.
Oh, that's the organ right behind.
After they come up from Holy Cross.
Okay. This is referring to Gonzaga photograph 380. And this one I wanted to double check. This in front, this is photograph number 215. Was this your brother?
Yeah, my brother.
This is Paul.
He's living in Ruby, in his home. He got lots of kids, grandchildren, great grandchildren.
And then
he was born 1907. I remember that time.
What happened that time?
Well, he was born that year in August. And then we took off for down the river for the fall.
So that was 1907. Was he born in the hospital?
No hospital.
No hospital.
Yeah. Just native midwife.
Who was the midwife here then?
Oh, lots of them. Well, they used to know what to do. They did their own way. But my sister used to be midwife that I know of.
Your sister Lucy?
Yeah, because she was a doctor. She's done lots of work on that.
Well, were there special things the midwives would say to help the mothers be ready before they have their baby? Certain things they were supposed to do?
Yeah.
What kind of things?
They used to put stick up so that they will hold it. Will hold it like this.
It's just like they hang from it.
Yeah. I was that way too.
Was that before they have the baby?
Yeah.
Or exercise? And
no.
Or just when they're going to
have? Yeah, when they're going to have the babies, and that way they have the babies.
Mm. So while they're having the baby, they would...
The doctors are here, and they never do that. They just put them to bed. They struggle hard, but it was hard for them that way too. But they were told not to do that no more, so they never told me to do it.
So when they hang like that, is that then the midwife would be underneath?
Yeah, they're right there, ready for the babies.
Mm-hmm. You think that was an easier way, that way?
I don't know. Well, that's the only way they saved the other, maybe. Them days. That was their ways.
Was there certain kind of things that you would eat? Or things to take care of before you had the baby?
Eat?
Mm-hmm. Like food you would eat?
I don't know. Well, we're not hungry. Sometimes we're just like allergic to some food we want to throw up. And we never eat oskin. We don't eat much when we're like that. Well, that's the way I was.
Well, going back to this number 215. Now, this here in the back left, I'm going to double check that they're the right people. Is this Johnny Kaduk?
Johnny Warner.
Johnny Warner?
Yeah, that's the way they used to call him lately.
And before it was Kaduk.
Yes, Johnny. No, that was his uncle, the one that raised him. The one that raised him was called Johnny Kaduk.
Oh, but this one was Johnny Warner.
And after his marriage, I don't know how far they get that name for him, they call him Johnny Warner. he got a son, one son. They used to have lots of kids, but they all died away. She has only one son left here, and he's here. She's married to a white girl. They move over from Anchorage. Maybe he didn't want to stay out there.
And then this one, is this number two, is that Dennis Silas?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the back three is Robert Demoski?
Aloysius Demoski.
Okay.
Aloysius Demoski. He's living here. We, that's the one that you should go to. He's an expert. He'll tell you lots of stuff.
Here's number 291.
This is Mariana.
I have Malia. Is it Mariana?
Yeah.
Malia is Malka?
Yeah. Good one, Mariana. That's not her mom.
She looked like Mariana.
Mary Ann?
Eh? That's her mom, Mela. I say Mela is my friend.
Me. And that. Ah, good one. Malia.
Mm-hmm.
Malia is Melka. That's. Malia is Melka. That's your grandma. Hey, yeah. Her grandma.
So whose grandma is that?
Marianne's grandma. Yeah. That's the one that was married to Tommy Ismailka. My husband's oldest brother, their oldest brother. She was at Holy Cross for 3 years, this woman. She used to talk pretty good English. Malia. Yeah, Malia. That's when she came from Holy Cross, I think. She came up from Holy Cross.
Now, this is number 292.
Now, what's her name?
Right here. We have her Indian name.
From here?
It says Nulato. Okay, it's an Indian name. I'm not sure how to say it right. Bauskalhan. It says it means no name in Indian.
Bauskalhan, yeah. Moose Halhan, yeah. Poor grandma, I seen her. Moose Halhan, yeah. Moose Halhan. Yes. Yeah, Moose Halhan. They call him No Aches. They used to call her No Aches and Mariah. Mariah was her name in English. And that's her Indian name. Gee, even she was old, she was pretty.
You remember her then?
Yeah, I remember her. She died in 30, I think, or 29. Gee, just like I see them again.
Does she live in Nulato?
Yes, she died here. She used to live in Nulato. He had no daughter or son.
So no relations?
No relations, just nieces.
Okay, number 124. We don't know who this one is. We don't have any name for that one.
Oh, yeah. But it's not at all. What's up, Pauline? No name.
I don't know.
She looks like Pauline, hey.
I don't know this one. Maybe this isn't Navarro.
My. How did you... This is Dennis.
Dennis and, Silas, that one.
And this is Gonzaga. Who they used to call Gonzaga. You know that... And I stayed in contact, Lucy.
Yeah.
That's her brother.
Oh.
He used to go to school, start to go to school here, but he died.
So he was from Nalaro too?
No, he's, yeah. Some place around Caltech, but they move up here. You know, a long time ago, they used to go around. Like those people that had a home, they move around to their relations.
Okay, this is photograph number 272.
This is Mrs. Dickman.
That's in the middle. Anna.
And Mrs. Silas.
Okay, this is that the Mrs. Silas that stayed by you up at Caillou? Is that the same size?
Yeah, yeah. They were not long ways from our place.
Mm-hmm. So you ever spend time with her?
Mm-hmm.
You spend time with her?
Yes, we used to visit each other, but it's not long. It's Mrs. Stickman.
And then this right here is Fred Stickman.
I think that's Walter, youngest one. He was crippled. Walter Stickman.
Okay, now we're looking at number 257.
You showed me it?
I think this is one you had. 257?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
This is, in the front is Agatha Peters?
Yeah.
That was your sister-in-law?
Yeah, that used to be.
How was she related to you? That was your sister?
My sister-in-law. He was married to Aloysius.
Oh.
My brother Aloysius, she used to be married.
Okay.
Priscilla Stickman.
Number two is Priscilla Stickman.
Yeah. That's Edward Cipri. Daniel Cipri. That's two brothers.
Mm-hmm. And this one?
Clement Ismailka.
This one is Clement Ismailka?
Yeah. That's one of the Ismailkas. That's the one, father of this one, that's the one I told you about, 6 miles, that they have the parents of this one, they had a home in 6 miles at the time.
Okay, number 277.
You got their names?
I have Mike Kirilka.
Oh.
Agnes Summers' brother, raised by his grandfather Kirilka.
Kirilka, yeah.
But I don't know this one or this one.
Yeah, Kirilka. I couldn't make out because it's a long time ago. You know, when we're young, we don't pay attention to life, but I know them like, but I forget. Too old, that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. So number 152.
The names are on this one.
Agnes Durandoff.
Who could that be? Maybe Coco River.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's Coco River must be.
Okay. And
this one looks like Madeline Nottehe.
The one on the right?
Yeah, for me, but I'm not sure, but she looks like her. This picture is from Koykuk, looks like. And this is Malanja, who they used to call Malanja. That's this one's sister, I guess, yeah.
Okay, that's number one on the left.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I'm not sure where this is.
This is not from here, I know, by the coat. Only up the river people have some kinds of coat. I wish their names were on there.
So that might be Tananar.
Tananar, or Koykuk, or Loudon, where they used to call Loudon. I've seen lots of people around the river from them days. Around here he used to travel so much, and he always used to come every now and then, He didn't stay very long in this place.
Especially some of these photographs.
King Michelle.
You could tell a little bit about what's going on in there, too.
This is King Michelle's, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Woodcutter.
See, Pile Wood. Priska on the left, and on the right is Jimmy Silas.
Mm-hmm. Now that's the way they used to do. They used to cut the wood and wrap it in and pile it along the beach for the boat to get it.
Did your father ever do that?
Hmm?
Did your father ever do that? Your daddy ever do that?
Yeah, he used to cut wood too. We used to be on the other side of the river among the timbers and cut wood. So many cut. Then haul it out and start to sew out. That's for the spring outfit. So when you start to sew out, we come over and then Easter time, Easter comes. And right after Easter, they take off to Cayo. Even the school was on.
So did you ever help with the wood? You or your brothers ever help with the wood?
No, not too much. We were too little. Not strong enough to work. But but we used to enjoy it. We used to put out snares for birds. You know the birds that go snowbirds and we never catch it.
Number 288.
That's when we come out from the church. This is the old church. It was smaller than this. This is the priest's house. We have a chapel up here too. And this is the cast. I wish I could see them all. I remember them all if I recognize them right. This is up the river. That's that Pitkus family.
Okay, well, this is number photograph number. Let's see if I can find the number on the map. 135.
That's Pitkus family. This old man Pitkus and his wife, all his children. But there is Joe Stigman among them. This is his Magdalene. I could.
Do you ever spend time with this family?
Eh?
You ever spend time with this family?
No, they used to come. They used to live here times, not all the time. They were in Rampart mostly, and I didn't know them very much. But after I got married, they start to come down. That's how come I noticed.
So they were all the way from Rampart.
Mm-hmm. They used to travel even in winter time, forward and back to Rampart. Long ways.
Mm-hmm. How come they come all the way from Rampart? Why would somebody?
Well, they had lots of relations here to visit, and for the stick dance too.
Mm-hmm. So they come all the way down here for.
Yeah.
Did other people come from upriver to stick
dance? Yeah, they used to come lots, even from Tanana.
Oh, who would come from Tanana?
I don't know their names. I know only Yaska, who they used to call Yaska, George Yaska. Well, he was related to Dan here, but he was married up there, Tanana uncle. That is. And it was a girl up there, and he was married up there.
Okay, here's one more, 271. Ever remember seeing that?
Just a sawmill. Yeah? Or what? It
says it's the Silver King. What was that? The Silver King steamboat?
Is it written? Mm-hmm. I cannot.
Yeah, it's a silver thing. It's a small steamboat.
Must be. I never see it look like. Maybe before me. Between here and Caltech. And when we went down to Caltech in a winter for stick dance. We had lunch in that boat. Well, that's only one place to have a lunch. On the river, on the ice, it was frozen. They used to call that boat Martha Clow. It's a pretty big boat. Big as, just big as the pictures we've seen. In the books, one of the books. That's Teddy H. That I seen in the book. What they used to call Teddy H. Lots of that size of boats been traveling long time. Well, some people, that were the people maybe owned them. But the big boats used to travel to carry the freight. Them NC boats. There was NET boats, what they call, never used to stop here. Went across and that carries the...
What kind of boat was that?
NET, they used to call it NET boats. It was Robert Kerr and Eisen and what, two boats, I guess, that's all I could remember. They never used to stop at the coal storage boats.
So where were they going?
St. Michael and back. If you go to St. Michael and back.
And back up to where?
Maybe Dawson.
You know, you were talking about the steamboats that used to come here from St. Michael's, and after 1917, was that when they quit?
Yeah,
coming?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's when they put the railroad in?
Mm-hmm.
But steamboats, were they coming from upriver? Were they coming?
There was only one boat traveled after that, and it was that Ninana, the one that is put up in Fairbanks.
How far would...